Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klal Yutes Simen Dalet. So the person has come late, and he has to skip to be able to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he said that the minimal amount of brachas, Barachar Zeh Yomer Baruch Shamar. He should skip to Baruch Shamar. He's going to skip Karbonas. So now he has to decide, should he say all of Birchus, the Pesukah de Zimra? He said Baruch Shamar. If he realizes that if he says all of Pesukah de Zimra, he will not be able to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, so it's clear from the understanding of the Chayyadim, the person has a choice between skipping Pesukah de Zimra and Birchus HaShachar. He should skip Birchus HaShachar and say Pesukah de Zimra. Now, this is actually a machlokes, whether it's better to say Birchus HaShachar before Shachar is and skip part of Pesukah de Zimra, or vice versa, to skip Birchus HaShachar and say it after davening and say Pesukah de Zimra beforehand. And the opinion of the Chayyadim is to do this way. There is a strong opinion which says the opposite, that Birchus HaShachar should be said bedavka beforehand. So a person should try and avoid the situation as much as possible. But that being said, the psak of the Chayyadim and the Mishnah Berurah follows that is to skip Birchus HaShachar and say it later, and to say Pesukah de Zimra, all the Pesukah de Zimra. But if he can't say all the Pesukah de Zimra, Shidali mixes Pesukah de Zimra. So you're going to skip some of the parts of Pesukah de Zimra. Vikar Pesukah de Zimra. Let's work. From the minimal to the maximum. The primary part of Pesukah de Zimra is the paragraph of Tehillah David, Ad V'Anachnu, and that includes the Pasuk of Anachnu. So the capital, actually, capital Kuf Mem He, starts Tehillah David and ends V'Yibarei Kol B'Tor Shem Kodesh L'Olam Bo'ed. V'Anachnu is an addition from a different capital of Tehillim. So, but we say that part as well. Ashrei, the first two psukim of Ashrei are additions from somewhere else. That he seems to say that we would skip that. V'lchein im ein lo yishos klav, he has very limited time. Yomer rak bar shamar, ki habracha rishona, shenisgeno al psukah de zimra, v'yomer tehillah david, ad v'anachtu, v'anachtu b'klal, v'yomer yishtabach, ki habracha achren al psukah de zimra. So the person just has the minimum amount of time. He says baruch shamar, he says tehillah david, including the pasuk of anachtu, he says yishtabach. So that's the minimum amount that a person has to say. V'lalem osr loymer baruch shamar, you can't say the kapitel, the bracha of Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach unless there's a kapitel in between. So the person says, you know, I'm very, very, very big rush. I'll say Baruch Shamar and then straight to Yishtabach. So that's not going to work. Their bracha is said on saying Pesukah de Zimra. So you have to say the kapitel in between. People sometimes walk in and they start late. They just start from Yishtabach and continue on. That's Baruch Levatolo. You do not say a kapitel beforehand, so you have nothing to say Yishtabach on. Now, the Chayyadim does not seem to address the question of if he forgot Baruch Shomer, what the halacha is. So the Mishnah Berurah deals with this question. If Baruch Shomer is the introductory bracha, Yishtabach is the closing bracha, you really should not say the closing bracha without the introduction. On the other hand, he says, a person forgot Baruch Shomer, whatever reason, a person forgot to say Baruch Shomer. And he finishes Pesukah de Zimra and he realizes that he said Pesukah de Zimra without Baruch Shomer. So it's like a person who didn't say Baruch Hashem on his meal, does not mean he should not say Baruch Achrona. So he passes that you would say Yishtabach under those circumstances. So, even if a person forgot Baruch Shomer at the beginning, he would still say Yishtabach with the chasim of the bracha at the end. This is also machlokes, but this is the hachra of the Mishnah Berurah that a person would say it. But obviously, we want to avoid that situation, and therefore the Chayyadim stresses a person should say Baruch Shomer, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. But that which we're saying, you can say Yishtabach without Baruch Shomer, but you cannot say Yishtabach without at least one kapitel, at least some or some psukim being said, a psukim of Zimra, before you say Yishtabach. Okay? So that deals with a situation where a person has the just the minimal amount of time, and therefore he's going to say the minimal amount. In the next siman, he deals with if a person has more time, what is the order of preference of what a person should add? And he deals with that with in the next siman in siman hey, and then he deals with in siman vav. What about the same type of situation? And it's Shabbos. What is the order of preference in regards to Shabbos? In regards to the order of what you put back into your Pesukah d'Zimra when you're skipping parts of Pesukah d'Zimra. Have a good day.